Sitting down with Eddie Cornejo here, the head coach of the Matadors, ahead of the Saturday afternoon matinee against the Bakersfield Roadrunners, and got the win yesterday. Good bounce back from Thomas Bainton. We talked about it yesterday. He'd been kind of scuffling a little bit. Gave you a great 6 1/3.
Yeah, I went out there when he was at about pitch 92, and I said, "Hey, Tom, you're getting up there in pitch count," and he didn't want to come out. And I said, "Well, how about this? Next time you have a good first inning, then I'll leave you beyond 92 pitches." And that's kind of been his Achilles heel all year, is that first inning. He was 87, 88. Velo was down. And it wasn't until they scored that he started to get his rear end in gear. So I think he knows that, and he's well aware, and he's got to work to improve that.
You know, I saw him walking over. He looks to be okay, but status on Ben Griffin?
Benny didn't want to get taken out, and he got hit in the nose and bleeded very profusely all over his uniform yesterday. He said he's a competitor, and the first thing he told our athletic trainer this morning is, "Hey, we have to secure a series, so I'm ready to go." And you got to love that spirit and that resiliency that he has. If we didn't score two runs in that inning when he was on base, I may have left him in the game. He was intent on finishing it. And I, you know, he's our guy. He's our senior catcher. He's one of our leaders. And if he feels good, I'm going to play him. So I leave it up to him.
Yeah, last thing about yesterday, we talked a lot about defense. I remember you telling me, "Hey, first base is a really underrated position." And I thought you guys had a really good first baseman, Nathan Barraza. But I think yesterday we all saw, I mean, obviously he had the three hits, but defensively, some of the things Lindbergh can do at first base, did you guys always know that, or is that something that you guys came about as the season progressed?
Well, he came highly recommended as both a first baseman and an outfielder. He feels more comfortable in the outfield. But he's, you know, as far as glove skills go, he's one of the more polished guys that we have. Nathan Barraza has more experience. And, you know, I've had to learn my lesson a couple of times. Maybe it'll finally stick with me to put Nathan Barraza out there in the ninth inning when we have a lead. As a matter of fact, I told him after the game, I said, "Don't ever let me leave you in the dugout again in the ninth inning." Because, you know, we had a mishap against UC Davis. And everyone makes mistakes, you know. Jaron Sanderson's been making mistakes, and we keep running them out there. Guys have to learn, and they have to learn quick. But, you know, it's my fault because we do have a better option sitting in the bench with more experience. And I need to make that move.
And then last thing for me, Ryan Holomchak, freshman. You know, it's hard for freshmen. I was just talking to Coach Beard about it. He's got some freshman pitchers he likes, but it's hard, you know, because, you know, every game is, you know, you win or lose proposition. But you've been really confident in Ryan, and his progression, his progress has been pretty impressive to watch, Coach.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, he's a routine guy and likes being consistent. You don't ever have to worry about him off the field. He's very responsible. Intelligence on picking that major as a baseball player, but he's been consistent. He throws a lot of strikes. I mean, the strike throwing, there's no substitute for that. And we saw that even with Kenji Polaris yesterday. I mean, he's throwing 94 to 96, but when you spray it and guys get on, you're not as effective. And that's something that he has to improve too.
All right, Coach, thanks.
You're welcome.
Eddie Cornejo, back after this.